Hey, everyone. First, we want to send out a huge thank you for the amazing reception we got after the launch of season 3 of the Rebel Mama Hotline last week. We love you and thank you so much for tuning in. We have an awesome episode lined up for you today. It's one we recorded back in September. In it, we talk a lot about the importance of being vocal with your local politicians so that they can take your concerns to the Prime Minister on your behalf. We want to remind you that this applies to many issues, some happening locally, like the one we discuss in this episode, and some happening internationally. We are lucky to live in a democracy. Let's not forget that it's our responsibility and our civic duty to communicate our desires and concerns to the people we elected. All right, back to the pod.
Hi, babe.
Hi, babe.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
The Rebel Mama Hotline. Welcome back, guys. We recently embarked on what we refer to as a Rebel Mama health kick, which is not what it sounds like. We're not putting anybody on a detox or telling them what to do in that sort of way. But we are putting an emphasis on and sharing important and useful information about women's health, as well as natural and wellness products available to us and what you need to know around that. That's why we started working with the CHFA to amplify their message, which we're going to get into later. But how did we find out about CHFA?
So CHFA stands for the Canadian Health Food Association, and it's Canada's largest trade association dedicated to natural, organic, and wellness products in Canada. And together, they're working to save our supplements from changing Health Canada regulations, that is. And that is why we are here today.
Did you know that 71% of Canadians use natural health products, NHPs? You guys can start using that term now, NHPs, industry insiders, as part of their proactive health care. So if you take vitamin C, magnesium, it's in our, like my Sensodyne toothpaste has it. We went through our homes and actually looked at the products. Chances are you're part of that 71%.
Yeah, everything, probiotics.
It's in everything, yeah. And luckily, because we're in Canada, we have a governing body ensuring the safety and the efficacy of the natural health products that we consume, which is amazing.
Yes.
It makes us feel great.
Yes. So Canada is actually the only country in the world with a dedicated set of regulations that govern natural health products. However, Health Canada has recently proposed some additional fees to import, manufacture, and sell NHPs, along with some new labeling laws that would force some businesses to shut down Canadian operations. And the ones that will stay are going to pass their costs down to their customers who rely on them, aka us. And that's why we decided to help CHFA to encourage natural health product users to get involved in their fight to save our supplements. Babe, do you remember how we discovered this campaign was a thing?
Well, I think it came to us from the universe.
Yeah.
Actually, it was placed at our feet, so to speak.
Yes, the universe, aka one of our team members, Susie. Yes. She is a big natural health product junkie, and she was at her local health food store, mm-hmm. and she found the SOS campaign flyer. And of course, being Susie, she went on a deep dive to figure out what this was, because she's a big supplements user, and so she did a deep dive. And then she brought it to us and said, listen, this is what is going on right now. I think that a lot of your community uses NHPs.
And us, like we're on the same team with her. We're all parents, moms, we're trying to make the best decisions for our families and buy the best products. So yeah, she brought it to us, and once we started hearing about what it was all about and how we could possibly help, that's when we decided to get involved.
Yes, and we just want to say that we are pro-regulation, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
We are very pro-regulation. We feel very good about the products that we buy because of the regulations.
Yeah, and they go through that like rigorous review, which is wonderful.
Yes.
But
larger package sizes don't make a lot of sense to us, and the addition of the peel off ones
that can't
be recycled doesn't make a lot of sense to us.
And the shipping would
the shipping costs would go up. And once again, like, of course, any business that has to endure that is going to pass that cost along to the customers. And shit's already expensive enough.
Shit's expensive. And a lot of these businesses, if they're small, can't even handle that cost.
Exactly.
Increase, right? So they'll sadly.
But we wanted to learn more about this issue, and we wanted to know more about CHFA and what they really wanted to address when they have the opportunity to speak to Health Canada, which is what the SOS campaign really pushes for, is the chance for them to have a conversation with Health Canada and bring their member concerns to light. So we got to sit down today with CHFA CEO Aaron Skelton, and we got to ask him directly about what he plans on chatting with Health Canada about. So exciting. But before we dive into that conversation, let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor.
This episode of the Rebel Mama Hotline was brought to you by CHFA, the Canadian Health Food Association. CHFA is Canada's largest trade association dedicated to natural, organic, and wellness products. As a national not-for-profit association, their members include manufacturers, retailers, wholesalers, distributors, and importers committed to getting more healthy living products into the hands of more Canadians. If you want to get involved in their fight to save our supplements, visit saveoursupplements.ca. So Aaron is a father of three and a husband of one, an aspiring amateur weekend athlete as well. He is an experienced executive with a demonstrated history of working within the natural, organic, and wellness industry for over 18 years. Aaron has led the health divisions for both food and non-food at Canada's largest grocery retailer, Loblaw Companies, as well as co-founded Canada's 16th fastest growing company, Greenspace Brands, 2018's McLean's Growth 500 list it made. Aaron is passionate about improving the health and well-being of Canadians through the support and activation of people, products, and organizations in the health and wellness industry. Welcome to the Rebel Mama Hotline, Aaron.
Thanks so much for having me. Looking forward to this.
We're so happy that you're here. We have lots of questions for you, but we won't take up too much of your time. We know you're very busy. So first, I think it makes sense to start by helping people understand the role that CHFA plays in the natural, organic, and wellness industry. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do at CHFA?
Yeah, sure. Love to. CHFA is actually a 60-year-old trade association as of next year. So we're celebrating our diamond anniversary next year. But it's really been an association that's been built off from, you know, small grassroots mom and pop health food stores over the years and really evolved with the industry overall. So many of the things that we're known for as a trade association is for some of our iconic events, which we just had one this past weekend in Toronto. So CHFA Now, where we really gather sort of all aspects of the industry. We had suppliers, manufacturers, brokers, distributors, retailers, and it's really the coming together of the ecosystem. And that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on at the association, is being those connectors with all the different stakeholders in the industry. We also do quite a bit of sort of research and development of insights and trends for industry so they can make better choices to connect with consumers. And then one of the largest things that we do, and I think something we'll spend some time talking about today, is a lot of our advocacy and lobbying work within government, really ensuring that the companies within this natural, organic, and wellness space have the right environment to grow their businesses and to thrive and to be able to deliver high quality products to Canadian consumers that are looking for it. So we have a lot of fun at the association. It's an amazing industry, and we really enjoy being able to play that facilitation role in bringing brands together and connecting them with Canadian consumers.
I love how big it is and how much it's grown. And like being at that trade show, we really saw that.
Yeah, I mean, just alone, the natural health product industry is close to a $5.5 billion industry now.
Wow.
The show that you guys were able to stop in over the weekend, we had, you know, close to 1,100 exhibitors. We would have welcomed in between 7,000 and 8,000 industry members. Wow. So just an incredible show, and really shows the growth that we've been seeing in the industry.
Yeah, the range of products was incredible.
I was going to say, the variety was crazy.
I don't think we were expecting that.
No, we weren't, because we're typically not fans of trade shows per se.
Bad rap. I think there's there's a varying degree of show that you can attend.
But we were pleasantly surprised because there was so much great stuff and so many of the things like genuinely interested us.
Yeah.
Lots of tasty food, lots of sparkly drinks, skincare, cleaning products. Yeah. There was a lot. There was a lot of good stuff. And some of the things we use already. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, our industry is really permeated through most people's households, right? Natural health products get used by over 70% of Canadians on a regular basis. So these are products that people use every day. I also think that the industry itself is such a positive one. And when you get everyone together, you know, we can get caught up in the day-to-day and some of the negativity that's happening. But that show this weekend is a bunch of, you know, majority small, medium-sized businesses. These are entrepreneurs, people trying to make a difference for the right reasons.
Great people.
Yeah, too. The energy was good.
Yeah, we had great conversations with wonderful people. So
excellent.
Yeah. Not all trade shows are terrible is the takeaway. The CHFA one is the best one so far.
An anecdote on our next marketing? Not all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So we are hoping, or sorry, you're hoping for the opportunity to sit down with Health Canada to have them rethink some of their newly proposed regulations. Can you break down those regulations for us and what those CHFA members have requested that you push back on their behalf?
Okay. I'll ask you guys to keep me honest on this one. I can nerd out on this and get into a lot of the legislative and regulatory aspects, but I'll try to give you a framing of what some of the concerns are. So one thing, and I'll sort of give a little bit of context, most people don't appreciate, is the natural health product industry in Canada is one of the most regulated industries and has been for decades. We're actually seen as the gold standard internationally on how to regulate natural health products. In other parts of the world, they're called dietary supplements. So we've really had that regulatory regime in place for decades now. And it does an excellent job of keeping Canadians safe and giving them confidence of the products that they're purchasing. What's really concerned industry is the way that Health Canada has approached some of these changes over the last few years. And I'll highlight two today that I think really highlight some of the concerns that we've got. The first is a labeling regulatory change that happened and passed last summer. And some, you know, people that are listening to this might go, you know, what's the problem with updating labels? Well, the challenge is it's really a solution in search of a problem. There's been some updates in those regulations on font sizes and font colors and contrast, which sound quite mundane. But what happens is that then results in a label change where there's really no perceivable impact to the consumer. So it's not helping the consumer navigate anything. But what it does mandate is that the manufacturers of these products now have to update those labels, in some cases increase the bottle size without actually increasing what's in the bottle, change the labels to peel back labels, which I don't know if you've ever tried to use those. They're really not that user friendly.
They're not user friendly at all.
No, and it hides a lot of the information behind the label. Yeah. Because you don't actually have a chance to peel it off. And in you know, a significant amount of cases, it's actually causing them to have to put that bottle now into a box so that they can put an insert to change the size of the font. And all of these things cost money.
It sounds expensive.
It is. You know, a label from a single label to a peelback label is actually like a 3 to 4x increase in cost. And those costs will have to be passed through, unfortunately, to the cost of the product. We did a study with Deloitte back at the beginning of the year, and 1 in 5 Canadian companies are actually saying they'll relocate to the US because the cost of doing these changes and the burden of this regulation is just not worth it anymore. Majority of them are going to have to lay off team members because they just can't afford that. There's, again, mostly small and medium-sized businesses, so there's razor-thin margins in these businesses. And a significant number of them are going to have to remove products from shelf because they just simply can't afford to carry them anymore. So there's a lot of concern that even just on the back of the regulatory updates around labeling, there'll be less Canadian companies, there'll be less products on shelf, and the products that do remain on shelf are going to increase in cost. And these are products like vitamin C, vitamin D, multivitamins.
Yeah, like there's no benefit to any of that.
No, and it seems like a really counter initiative to some of the other good things the government is doing around environmental and sustainability issues. So you've taken these products that are recyclable, you've put them in larger bottles with more plastic. You've sometimes added other components to it. And a peel-back label, sort of news for everyone, that makes the glues used for that makes it no longer recyclable. Yeah,
right.
So it's completely counter to the values of the industry, and I think the values to most of the consumers that use the product. So that's one big issue is around the labeling updates. The second one is on something called cost recovery. So for those that aren't familiar with how government operates, in many cases, they have something called cost recovery, which recoups the cost of implementing some of these services by government to an industry. The industry itself is not against cost recovery, because with it comes some mandates around the quality of service and the timing of the service the government provides. The issue that industry has is the analysis that was done into set these fees and the structure behind these fees was so flawed that the costs being drafted are so exponentially high that it will drive majority of businesses out of business. Again, small, medium size, a lot of multi-generational businesses. And in an average case, this is costing a business hundreds of thousands of dollars on an annual basis. And these companies simply don't make that much money. So again, it'll drive compliant, heavily regulated businesses in Canada out of business, and will really drive consumers to look for products online. And the unfortunate piece is a lot of these international online businesses, they're not regulated and they're not monitored. So that's not really fulfilling the mandate of Health Canada to ensure that Canadians are kept safe. So between those two initiatives, there's a lot of strain and risk on industry. And I think ultimately it's going to put Canadians and consumers in a worse off position.
And they're happening at the same time. Right, from what I understand, is that it's obviously like a two-for-one double whammy situation.
Yeah, I think it's another great example of government not really knowing left hand and right hand and not setting priorities and sequencing appropriately. So the labeling regulations go into effect in 2025, and cost recovery proposal is to go into effect in 2025 as well. So cost recovery will cost, I know a third-generation herbalist in Barrie who has run his business, employs close to 50 employees, great quality products that most people would know. It's going to cost him close to $500,000 more a year on top of the $250,000 the labeling will cost.
It's debilitating to people.
They simply don't have the money to do that, and they'll close their doors.
And it's going to be a couple big companies left at the end, unfortunately.
It is. And I should share is what is really interesting in this is even the big companies are standing beside us to say, hey, look, this doesn't work for us.
Yeah,
so we've got large multinational businesses going, this will shrink the industry. This is not the right thing to do for Canadians, even though they could weather the storm technically from a financial position. They firmly believe it's the wrong thing to do and really counter to what Canadians want to see.
That's nice that they're standing in solidarity.
Well, I'm hoping that Health Canada cares to sit with you and
how is it going?
Do you need us to come with you to the meeting?
We've been launching the campaign since April. I'd say we've made some progress. I think I have met with dozens upon dozens of MPs and across party lines, people are saying this doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. So we are starting to see sort of alignment from the opposition parties. The Bloc, the NDP, the Green Party, the Conservatives have all come out and said, look, we don't see the benefits of Canadians, and this seems like a negative and definitely not a positive. But, Health Canada and the Minister of Health really have to step into the conversation and make sure that they're listening to Canadians and giving Canadians what they want, which is access to the products they use to help manage their health.
I mean, at least we're bringing awareness to it, and I feel like there's a lot more exposure.
Yeah, that helps. But in a perfect world, what would be the outcome after these conversations with Health Canada? Would it be like one and not the other, or a staggered timeline? Like, what is the pie in the sky goal for these conversations?
So the challenging with the labeling regulations is it already has passed. So those regulations are moving forward. Our ask on the labeling is to really change the guidance. And again, not to nerd out on the details, but there is an opportunity for government to say, look, here's the timelines, here's how we'll enforce them, here's the flexibilities we'll build into them. I mean, I have a real challenge when the tools being asked for are the same tools that were used in the 1970s and the 1980s. We're talking about printed words on a label that gets stuck to a bottle. there's been no incorporation of digital labeling. We all have these amazing phones that we carry with us every day that can transform how we interact with products on shelf. And so our ask is to open that guidance and to embrace a modernized way of looking at labeling. I think there's a lot of great things that can be done there to increase the access to that information, ensure
that
it's updated
on a regular
basis. So we're really pushing for that on the labeling. On cost recovery, our request is you've got to pause this initiative. you've really got to press the reset button, and you've got to engage with the stakeholders in industry in a way that they haven't done before, so that we can feel comfortable with the proposal that's coming forward. And at this point, it's not about tweaking what they've proposed. We've really got to take this back to the studs and build out something that makes sense, where we can improve the operational efficiencies and ensure that along this way, we're not losing great Canadian companies and great Canadian products that are safe for Canadians to use.
Yeah. Okay, so the labels are happening.
The labels are
happening. The labels are happening. Everyone, just pray for Nikita. Yeah.
It's how it moves forward is still up for debate.
Okay.
But cost recovery has only gone to something called Canada Gazette 1, which is its first consultation. And that's where our campaign's really been focused. So we have been told this is the largest advocacy campaign that Ottawa has seen in the last decade.
That's good. Making waves.
Both industry and truthfully consumers is working. We've had close to 80,000 letters written into the Minister of Health directly with their MPs stating their concerns. We've had over 300,000 postcards that have been sent in to the Minister of Health to say, look, Canadians are not happy with this. They don't agree with the direction of this.
Yeah.
And that's really imparted a lot of pressure. And unfortunately, at this point, it's political pressure that's going to move the needle. So it's having Canadians stand up and say to their elected officials, this is not what I elected you to do. And I need you to reconsider this and have the conversations with your counterparts that need to be had.
Okay. So let's reiterate. Regulation is good. Like, we like the regulation. It's what sets the Canadian industry apart from others, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think Canadians should be very confident in the products that they see on shelf. That what's in the bottle is what's on the label, and that there is science behind it on any claims that are made. That is something that Canadians should feel very proud about.
Right. And that's not the case everywhere else. So we're very lucky for that.
Yeah, we're good there.
So can you talk to us a little bit, with the goal of holding businesses accountable and creating safe and effective products, what existing regulation do you wholeheartedly support? And what new regulation would you recommend?
Yeah, I think what we're really proud of in that regulatory regime is really the pre-market approval process. So every product, before it's allowed to go to market, has to be reviewed by Health Canada. The science has to be reviewed. And any marketing claims or health benefits have to be approved by Health Canada. It is a great system for building confidence in what goes to market. And those are done through a lot of unique ways, things called monographs. They're sort of standardized ingredients and combination products and what claims can be made there. And so we're really proud of that. And that doesn't occur in many other jurisdictions. And I think that's one of the ways that Canada is really set apart from some other areas.
Makes us feel really good, I'll tell you that much.
Well, it's the reason why we always implore people to look for that NPN number, that natural product number.
Right.
Because when you see that on pack, you know it's gone through the rigor of being approved by Health Canada. I think one of the things we'd like to see more of is the enforcement of those rules in post-market. So the pre-market, we're slow, licensing is taking too long, we need some operational improvements there. But when there are bad actors, I think we'd all agree that we'd like sort of enforcement to happen with those bad actors. And there was a report from the Auditor General that came out in 2021, and that's basically what it said. It said, Health Canada, you have the tools you need, you're just not using them effectively. And so I think, you know, we would like to see better education to make sure that companies know what they're supposed to be doing and how to do it. And that there's enforcement against the companies that aren't doing it well. Because at the end of the day, it only furthers this narrative that I think is unfortunate of, you know, natural health products are a little whimsical and no one's really sure what's in them, because that's simply not the case. As long as you see that accreditation and that approval from Health Canada, you can have a lot of confidence in the products that you're taking.
Yeah, we've been singing the praises of the NPN number. We're like, check your products.
Now that we know all about that, like, that's all I do now. And now when I don't see it, it's like a little bit unnerving. Yeah.
Well, that's what I urge a lot of people who are using international marketplaces, not to name names, but when you're purchasing on those platforms, if you're not seeing that NPN number, then you're not getting the review, the accreditation that a review by Health Canada gives you, and the confidence that you should have with that. So I always encourage people to pay attention to that. If you have concerns, look for that NPN number.
Now you know.
Now you know.
The more you know. So we've got a lot of natural health product junkies in our community, including ourselves. And I think a lot of us want to keep the products we use and consume as non-toxic as possible. So outside of supporting the SOS campaign, What can consumers do to ensure the Canadian health food industry continues to grow and thrive? Like, how do we make ourselves heard or make our expectations heard?
So I think the SOS campaign has been great from an industry pressure standpoint. I think it's brought a lot of attention to the issues that we see. Ultimately, though, MPs are in their jobs because their constituents vote them in. And I think we all need to connect with our MPs within our districts to make sure that they appreciate that, you know, they're in their roles because we've put them there. And the concerns that we've got are ones that they need to pay attention to. It's good to know and hard to hear sometimes, but some of the MPs I meet with, they say, look, businesses and associations don't vote, people do. And so until they start hearing from people what they think, then they're less likely to act. And I think we've been good at mobilizing that, but we need to continue that pressure. I sort of say to the team, we're in the fourth inning of this baseball game. We're not there yet. And I think keeping up that pressure and making sure that, you know, voices of Canadians are heard is an important part of it. And that's why we've got all the great toolkits on the SOS website on how to meet with your MP, how to hold that conversation, how to do a follow-up. We've got templates to make it as easy as possible. But we need to keep up that pressure on MP so that they know this is what Canadians want to see, and this is what they don't want to see, and this is how they want to use their products, and this is how they want to access those products. So even if you're not a business in the space, you're just a consumer, reaching out to your MP and applying that pressure is critically important. We've started to see our issues raised in question period in Ottawa, which is nice to see. We've got a standing committee on health meeting happening on Wednesday this week. Where Health Canada will be asked to explain themselves on why these things are happening. And those things only happen because, you know, people that listen to this show have stood up and said, look, I'm not happy with what I'm seeing and I want you to do something about it.
And that's the thing. You guys have great resources on your website. We have it on our website too. We'll link everything and do all that. But you have all those templates and we've sent in the letters too. So it's very, very easy to get behind something like this.
Yeah. And the thing I'll remind people is MPs are just people. And I've met, you know, them from coast to coast, and they are wonderful people who have dedicated their time and their life to helping the rest of us operate through their contribution to government. But they're just people like us. And so although it can seem intimidating at first, you know, reaching out to your MP or meeting with your MP, they're just like you and I, and they're just trying to do their job well. They need to hear from us to know what we want. And they actually are very appreciative of when we do reach out. So it can seem intimidating, but I assure you that they want to hear from you and that, you know, your opinion will be well received.
And keep buying NHPs.
Absolutely.
Support the industry, yeah. Right?
Look out for that MPN number. Ensure you're buying products that have gone through the approval process with Health Canada. And I'd say, you know, take the time to go visit your local health food store. These are great businesses, as I said, often, you know, family businesses, and they just deliver such incredible service. If you have questions, if you want to know about the products, these are very passionate people. So if you take the time to go and meet with your local health food store, I think you'll be really encouraged by what you see.
Yeah, we love supporting those businesses.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what makes neighborhoods amazing. It's all those little shops and all the amazing little companies.
I mean, I can't imagine a world without that offering, to be honest.
No,
I don't want to.
So. No, that's why we wanted to get behind this, because we were like, we rely on this so heavily.
Yeah, we do. And as parents, especially, yeah. Like...
we're shopping for the whole family, yeah. Right? Like, it's not just for us. It's for the kids and for our partners and on and on and on it goes. But this is a priority for us. We don't really feel like seeing the prices for everything go up even more than they already have.
We're already broke buying groceries.
Yeah. And that's honestly a big point, you know, to our conversations with the Minister of Health is we know inflation is just crushing that monthly bill for most people. Why are we fighting this battle against products that are helping families? We should be making it easier for them to buy these products, not harder for them.
Absolutely. Well, we're behind you in your fight for this, Aaron. We're in.
If you need us there in Ottawa, we will come. Yeah.
We are recruiting all of the largest army we can. So thanks for being a part of it. We appreciate it.
Oh, good. We'll be there. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit with us today. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate all the support and look forward to hopefully updating you guys when we're successful at the end of all this.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll keep us posted. We'll keep tabs on you. Don't worry, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all for listening. And we hope we left you with some good information that you can use to make informed decisions with the natural health products you bring into your home. If you want to help us make a change and let the government know that you don't support the newly proposed regulations, email your MP to voice your concerns. CHFA has created a templated letter to make that as simple as possible, so you can get that on their website as well as ours, and you can also get it from saveyoursupplements.ca. This podcast was produced by Space Monkey inside the Soda Studio. The song you're listening to is called Name and Number off the debut album Unrequited by Roshan. Stream it now on Apple Music.